Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our quarterly report. I have our CFO, Dr. Volker Metz, with me, and we are delighted to present our performance figures from quarter three, 2019. We are coming from an excellent year, 2018, which was very exceptional, and we come, as we have seen in the last quarter as well, more and more to a normalization. But we are still a quite stable market environment and good demand in corrugated board. But I'd like to hand over to Volker to go through the figures.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Volker Metz. I'm CFO of Pro Group, and I would also like to welcome you to our conference call on the third quarter results. As you've probably seen, we have published our third quarter results yesterday, and today we have the performance presentation to give you the chance to get more deeper insight on that and maybe ask some questions at the end of the call. We move to page three, where we have the agenda for today. We start with the highlights of the third quarter of 2019, and the main part of the call will be on our financial performance, and I will conclude with a summary and outlook on our operations. On page five, we have the highlights of the third quarter of 2019. The general market conditions in the third quarter were impacted by the weaker economic environment, especially in the German industrial sector. Despite that, we continued with our steady volume growth. As expected, the price normalizations had again an impact on our profitability compared to the first half of 2019 and the previous year, third quarter. On the positive side, I would like to point out that there were no additional price reductions for recycled containerboard in the third quarter of 2019. That means prices were stable from June until September 2019. In the third quarter of 2019, we continued with and accelerated our organically volume growth. The growth rate in our corrugated board operation amounted to 9.4% compared to the same quarter last year. This represents the strongest quarterly growth rate this year. In our containerboard operations, we achieved a volume growth of 13.8% in the third quarter. However, the sales volume growth in corrugated board could only partly offset the declining prices over the last 12 months and the lower external containerboard sales volume. As a consequence, sales decreased by 11.6% compared to the same quarter last year. Total sales amounted to 212 million euro in the third quarter of 2019. We achieved an EBITDA of 42 million euro in the third quarter, following the normalization of prices and gross margin. This is 32% below prior year third quarter results. As expected, our EBITDA margin dropped to approximately 20% in the third quarter. The main reasons for the lower EBITDA margin compared to the second quarter were the scheduled annual maintenance shutdowns of the power plant and the PM2 paper machine. The net financial debt at the end of the third quarter of 2019 increased to 624 million euro, after 601 million euro at the end of the second quarter of 2019, and 530 million euro at the year-end 2018. This increase was expected and is related to the CapEx spending for our growth project, especially the new paper machine, PM3. The higher net financial debt and the lower LTM EBITDA increased the net leverage to 2.6. For comparison, the net leverage was 1.9 at the end of the fourth quarter of 2018, and 2.3 at the end of the second quarter of 2019. Therefore, the net leverage is within our long-term target range. On page seven, you can see the total containerboard sales volume, which was 267,000 tons in the third quarter of 2019, 4,000 tons higher than the second quarter sales volume. This increase is related to the continuing growth of our corrugated board business in the third quarter of 2019 that triggered the containerboard demand. As in the previous quarter, the strong internal demand for containerboard reduced the available volumes for external containerboard sales. Therefore, the external sales volume of the third quarter of 2019 remained largely unchanged compared to the previous three quarters. The integration level consolidated on a high level of 86% without the swap volume, or 95% if you include the swap volume. Compared to the sales volume of containerboard in the third quarter of 2018, we recognized an increase of 13.8%. In the first three quarters of 2019, we achieved a volume growth of 6.8% compared to an even stronger internal demand growth. As a consequence, we had less containerboard available for external sales. On page eight, you can see the strong corrugated board volume development. The sales volume of corrugated board was 27,000 tons higher in the third quarter of 2019 compared to the third quarter of 2018. This is a growth rate of 9.4%, which is well above the market growth. On a quarterly basis, the third quarter sales volume was slightly higher than the second quarter sales volume. We achieved a sales volume of 310,000 tons. That represents a new record high in terms of quarterly sales volume. The growth in the third quarter was especially supported by the ramp-up of our Italian plant and the new plant in the U.K., as well as the strong growth rates in Poland. The volume growth in the first three quarters of 2019 was 6.5%. This is below the double-digit growth rate of the prior years. However, the market development is also well below the prior year's growth rate. That means we achieved again a considerable outperformance of the market. On page nine, you can see the quarterly and cumulative sales development. Sales declined by approximately 27.7 million euro in the third quarter of 2019 compared to the third quarter of 2018. This decrease is primarily based on lower sales prices and the lower external sales volume of containerboard. The positive effect from the higher corrugated board sales volume could only partly offset these effects. As a result, the third quarter sales reached approximately 212 million euro. The cumulative sales of the first three quarters of 2019 were 681 million euro, 6.7% down from prior year. On page 10, we have the sales bridge from the third quarter of 2018 to the third quarter of 2019. The volume effect of +17 million euro reflects the increase in corrugated board sales volume by 27,000 tons that was partly offset by a decrease of the external containerboard sales volume of 6,000 tons. The price effect of -42 million euro is based on approximately 16% lower average sales prices for corrugated board and 27% lower sales prices for containerboard compared to the third quarter of 2018. Total sales declined by approximately 11.6% in the third quarter of 2019 versus the same quarter of last year. On page 11, we present the sales bridge from the second quarter of 2019 to the third quarter of 2019. The third quarter sales were approximately 5.4% lower than the second quarter sales of this year. The corrugated board sales volume increased by 3,000 tons. The external sales volume of containerboard increased by 2,000 tons. This led to a volume effect of +2.7 million euro. The price effect of -12.8 million euro is the result of approximately 6% lower average corrugated board prices and 10% lower average containerboard prices. We continue on page 12 with the quarterly EBITDA and EBITDA margin development. The EBITDA of the third quarter of 2019 amounted to 42 million euro after 54 million euro EBITDA in the second quarter. The lower EBITDA is primarily related to the scheduled annual maintenance shutdown of the combined heat and power plant and the scheduled maintenance shutdown of the PM2. The impact of these shutdowns on the third quarter EBITDA was approximately 30 million euro. Besides that, the weaker market conditions also impacted our results. After the exceptionally favorable market conditions in 2018, margins have normalized in the course of the first three quarters of 2019. Therefore, the lower EBITDA is within our expectations. cumulative EBITDA of the first 9 months was 163.4 million euro after 202.1 million euro in the same period of 2018. The EBITDA margin reached 19.8% in the third quarter and 24% in the first three quarters of 2019. Despite the lower figures compared to 2018, the cumulative EBITDA margin of 2019 remained on a very good level above our long-term average. On page 13, you can see the long-term EBITDA margin development on a quarterly basis. The EBITDA margin in the third quarter of 19.8% was below the five-year average of 23.4%. As we normally have the regular annual maintenance shutdown of the CHP in the third quarter, our third quarter results are seasonally lower than the annual average EBITDA margin. The EBITDA margin of the third quarter of 2019 is therefore in line with the average Q3 margins in the previous 4 years. In the long run, we delivered a very stable operating performance with margins above the industry average. On page 14, the free cash flow development shows an increase in the third quarter of 2019 compared to the third quarter of 2018, and a decrease compared to the very strong free cash flow of the second quarter of 2019. The operating cash flow exceeded 56 million euro in the third quarter. This represents an increase of approximately 6 million euro compared to the operating cash flow of the third quarter of 2018. The cash outflow from investing activities were approximately 70 million euro. This is especially related to the CapEx spending for our strategic value accretive expansion projects PW13 and PM3. This development is within our expectation and is directly linked to our long-term and successful greenfield strategy. In the third quarter, the relatively high cash outflows from investing activities was covered to a significant amount by the strong operating cash flow. As a result, the free cash flow was negative with minus 14 million euro, similar to the free cash flow of the third quarter of 2018. The cumulative free cash flow for the first three quarters was minus 54.6 million euro. This is the result of the operating cash flow of 153.9 million euro, which was 17 million euro higher than in the previous year, and cumulative cash outflows for investing activities of 208.5 million euro. On page 15, we present the EBITDA to free cash flow waterfall for the 9 months ended on 30th September 2019. The 9 months EBITDA was 163.4 million euro. The current provisions decreased by 5.5 million euro and trade working capital decreased by 28 million euro. Both changes had a positive effect on the free cash flow. The cash flow from changes in other assets and liabilities amounted to minus 20.5 million euro. We paid income taxes in amount of 22.4 million euro. And the most important element of the waterfall were the 210 million euro of CapEx spending for our value creating growth project. As a result, the free cash flow for the first three quarters of 2019 amounted to minus 54.6 million euro. On page 16, you can see the development of our net financial debt and net leverage of ProGroup. In the third quarter of 2019, the net financial debt figure increased by 23.4 million euro. The increase was driven by the increase of bank liabilities. The availability period of several CapEx facilities related to the PM3 project ended in the third quarter of 2019. Therefore, we drew these facilities. A significant amount of the drawdowns increased our cash on hand and bank balances. The increase in net financial debt and the decrease of the last 12 months EBITDA increased the net leverage from 2.3 at the end of the second quarter to 2.6 at the end of the third quarter of 2019. The net leverage is therefore within our long-term net leverage target corridor of 2.5 to 3. As a consequence of our value accretive expansion project and the related CapEx spending over the following 2 years, the net leverage will be temporarily above the long-term target range. However, we are committed to our net leverage long-term target range. Once the strategic expansion projects are ramped up, they will contribute to the intended deleveraging in the midterm. The next page gives a deeper view on the financial debt and finance costs. Compared to 31st December 2018, the net financial debt increased mainly due to the higher amount of drawn bank facilities. This increase exceeded the increased amount of cash in hand and bank balances. The increase in drawn bank facilities resulted from the drawing of the existing GBP facility in the course of the second quarter of 2019 and the drawing of several CapEx facilities related to the PM3 Pro project. The scheduled repayment of the Slotty facilities were also included in the drawn bank facilities at the end of September 2019. The amount of undrawn committed bank facilities decreased following the above-mentioned drawing. These facilities are related to the expansion project. Included in these figures are CapEx facilities in an amount of 105 million euro for the financing of the PM3 project and the next corrugated board project. 50 million are related to the undrawn revolving credit facility. The majority of 88% of the financial liabilities at 30 September were denominated in euro, 9% in British pounds, and 3% in Polish zloty. Approximately 91% of the financial debt has fixed interest rates and 9% has variable interest rates. The average interest rate for the 9 months ended on 30 September 2019 was 3.2% versus 3.3% in the prior year. These figures also include commitment fees for the undrawn facilities. On page 18, we show the quarterly development of the working capital. As at 30 September 2019, the working capital was significantly below the level at the 30th September 2018. The decrease amounted to 22 million euro. Higher inventory of 3.5 million euro were offset by 12.4 million euro lower accounts receivables and 30 million higher trade payables. The higher inventories are related to the high amount of containerboard stock. In the first 9 months of 2018, the stock level of containerboard was very, very low due to the strong demand and limited availability of containerboard in the market. Therefore, we had significantly lower stock levels in the first 9 months of 2018, below our standard stock level. In the current situation, we have a good, that means normal stock situation in most of our plants, and additional stocks in the UK that are related to the uncertainties of a possible hard Brexit. And the decrease in accounts receivable is based on the decreased sales. Compared to the second quarter of 2019, the amount of working capital decreased by 21 million euro due to slightly lower inventories, lower trade receivables, and higher trade payables. In percentage of sales, the working capital decreased again by 2 percentage points to 15%. On page 20, we present the summary and outlook. We delivered again a good operating performance in the third quarter of 2019. As expected, we experienced a continuing normalization in terms of sale prices and corrugated board. This trend will continue in the fourth quarter of 2019. The overall weaker economic environment and the global risks are also affecting the packaging market. For the fourth quarter of 2019, we expect decreasing containerboard prices. Due to the time lag in passing on these price movements to our corrugated board customers, we don't expect the major impact of these price decreases in the fourth quarter of 2019, but rather in the first quarter of 2020. The good availability of recycled paper led to some price reductions in the course of the third quarter of 2019 and further reductions in the fourth quarter. These price reductions will mitigate the margin effect of the above-mentioned sales price reduction. The fourth quarter results will be affected by the scheduled maintenance shutdown of our PM1 paper mill in November. The newest corrugated board project, PW13 in Germany, started trial production in November, and we expect that the plant will commence commercial operations at the beginning of 2020. The paper machine project PM3 is progressing according to plan. On the upper picture of the right-hand side, you can see the progress of the PM3 project. On the lower picture, you can see the almost completed PW13 corrugated board plant. We already started the preparations for the next corrugated board production site, PW14. The plant will be located next to our existing corrugated board plant, PW7, in Poland. We expect this project to commence operations in the course of 2021. To summarize the Q3 results and the outlook for 2019, we can say that we expect a lower result than the exceptional previous year, but the 2019 result will still be the second best in ProGroup's history. We are now at the end of our presentation, and we will be happy to answer questions you may have on our performance.
Thank you. As a reminder, that is star followed by one to ask a question today. Please ensure your lines are unmuted locally. As a reminder, that is star followed by one on your telephone keypads. Our first question today comes from Tao Lazart of Marathon. Tao, your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon. My question, first of all, is you mentioned weaker prices in Q4, probably offset by lower recycled paper prices. But, I mean, just generally, to get a sense of, you know, where things are heading, I mean, would you expect, looking in 2020, you know, EBITDA margin substantially below 20% under current market conditions? Any sort of guidance on that point would be very helpful.
I mean, the margins for 2020 will be significantly lower than what we have seen this year, and we expect it to be at the lower end of our margin corridor. I mean, this can be below 20%, but if you look in the long-term margin corridor, we are still with that margin above the industry, and we are still on the bottom line very positive with even a margin in this mentioned space here.
Okay, and when you talk about your margin corridor, can you just remind us how much it is?
I mean, our normal margin corridor is in a range, say, of in the lower end, around 18%, and to the upper end. I mean, we have seen the exceptional year 2018. I would say this is not the typical end of the margin. So we normally say that the 18 and 23, 24%, we had really excellent years in the past 3 or 4 years with these unusual 2018, but this is the normal corridor.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, in terms of your current forecast for 2020, would be margins of roughly 18%. Is that realistic then?
I would rather say in this sphere between the 18 and 20, somewhere in this area.
Okay, so still in that range. And then given the weaker container board prices that you've seen in Q4, I mean, how much of your end clients are really manufacturing more export-oriented firms, and how much of it is more defensive?
I mean, we are only sell very small amounts of container board. I mean, what we basically do is we do swaps with other container board producers, which is not really external sale because we just swap the volumes, and the remainder is just to sell some volumes for trim purposes. So at the moment, we are hardly selling any external container board volumes in the market. So it's difficult to say what they will do because we have not a broad view or not a broad customer base in terms of external container board sales.
Okay. But I mean, do you get the sense that a big part of your eventual end market? I mean, I realize that you sell the container board to other producers, but just in terms of the end market, how much of that do you think is really cyclical, more exposed to exports, and how much of that do you think is more on the defensive side, say, you know, food and beverage and so forth?
Our basic end market is we are selling the corrugated sheet. This is our final product which we are thinking about and is our sales driver. And we are selling this to a broad range of customers, and they sell their packaging to all types of applications, from export-oriented industries like chemical or automotive or car manufacturers, to also locally used packaging like retail and internet business. So we have in our end market very broad variety of types of applications. So we are not especially exposed to a certain group of customers. Of course, in Germany, German industry itself has a stronger export orientation. So the German plants sell to German packaging producers, and they sell to mostly German companies or companies that operate in Germany and use the packaging. And of course, this market is more affected by the weaker export markets, like other parts in which we operate. But this is on a very broad basis.
Okay, I understand. And then a question for me on CapEx, given the weaker market environment. Can you give us an update in terms of where you see CapEx and for this year and next year and perhaps 2021?
I mean, broadly the same what I've said before in the previous course. I mean, the CapEx figure for this year will be between the 280 and 300 million euro, and more or less the same range for next year. It's really hard to say when will be the what types of what amount of invoices will be there in December, will be paid in December. So if we have less CapEx for 2019, we have the higher amount in 2020 and vice versa. So if we take both years together, 2019 and 2020, the total amount of CapEx will be in that range of, say, 570 to 600 million euro, and this will be split more or less evenly across both years.
Okay,
for 2021, we will have significantly lower CapEx spending because we will not invest in a new paper machine project, something like this, only in a corrugated board project, which has normally a size of, say, between 60 and 70 million euro in this sphere. So it will be more in a range, say, below 100 million euro.
Oh, so if I understand correctly, right now your current expectation for CapEx in 2021 is about 100 million below the figure of 2020, or 100 million overall?
The absolute amount will be less than 100 million euro.
Okay, understood. Okay, and just one last question from me. Any plans to pay dividends?
Not in the short term future.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question today comes from Glenn Zane of Seaport. Glenn, your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. I just want to go back to the EBITDA year over year. I think EBITDA was down, on an absolute basis, around 20 million. What percentage of that, what part of that was due to the annual maintenance shutdowns and the other as a bridge, and the other part associated with price decreases?
I mean, I mentioned the amount for the maintenance shutdown is approximately, the impact of the maintenance shutdown on the Q3 figure is approximately 13 million euro. So if you add this on the Q3 results, you are more or less on the same level as the Q2. We also had some improvements in terms of the ramp up of the new plants. So it's a mixture of various aspects. We had an impact of the lower sales price. A portion of that was covered by lower recycled paper costs. But on the other side, we had also improvements in terms of the ramp up of, for example, the UK plant, but also other operating improvements in the third quarter. So it's really a mixture. But the most important aspect in the third quarter were the approximately 13 million impact from the maintenance shutdown for the...
Isn't that an annual... But isn't the maintenance shutdown an annual thing you do in the third quarter? So, I mean, why is it higher this year than last year?
I mean, it's basically similar to the figure we had last year. Sometimes we have to switch when will be the paper machine shutdown. Sometimes we have this in the fourth quarter, sometimes in the third quarter. And but the driver of this impact is the shutdown of the power plant, and this was also in the third quarter last year.
Okay, okay. And then just talking about your input prices of recycled paper, where did these unfold this quarter, and what's your outlook for those costs?
Excuse me, could you please repeat it? Was it really
the recycled paper prices as far as your input costs? How are they this quarter, and what is your expectations for the fourth quarter and beyond?
I mean, for the fourth quarter, we still expect a further drop of, say, in the range between 10 and 20 euro. There is still an oversupply situation in most European countries. So we have no final prices for December yet. But I think we are seeing drops in each month in the fourth quarter. And in the third quarter, I mean, we have the drop. We had also some drops in terms of prices, but we are not disclosing the explicit level on a quarterly basis.
Okay. And just going back on the containerboard prices, I think you said that from July and September, they were relatively flat. But what are you seeing in October and November and December? Are you seeing further decreases in the containerboard side, and to what magnitude?
I mean, in most markets, we will have a further price drop, which was not necessary from our perspective. The stock level in the entire industry normalized after the summer period, so it was more unexpected. There was the attempt of further price reduction, and we thought the first reduction was in October of 10 to 15 euro. Finally, it was 15 euro, and another step in Germany of 10 euro, which was basically driven by the lower recovered paper prices, which was the reason for the attempt of another reduction. We don't expect a further reduction for December, but this is still not clear. I mean, the November reduction was also not really reasonable. So from the overall economic situation, from the balance in the market, there shouldn't be a movement, but we don't know exactly how the competitors operate. Some of them are really nervous in terms of their own stock level in December. We don't know whether they offer a discount or not. I mean, there are there's no rationale for another decrease, but we will see what happens.
And then just the overall market conditions. I mean, obviously, there's a significant amount of capacity that's been put on over the last year or two, and then into next year. Are there any concerns that you have? Maybe you could just reflect on the magnitude of next year's capacity increases and what your thoughts are.
I mean, there are some. I mean, the capacity increases we've seen in 2019 are more or less in the market right now, and the impact. I mean, they contributed to the market condition we have at the moment. The additional capacities for next year, I mean, there are two large mills which will come into the market towards the end of this year. One is our own paper machine. The impact on this will be rather limited for the 2020 mark because they will ramp up in the second half. So if they have an impact, it will be not before the Q4 There is one machine which will enter the market earlier, but on the other side, there are also the many major players have announced significant shutdowns over the Christmas and New Year's period this year. One is for sure that it's really difficult to get enough raw material to produce every day because we have many holidays in that time. And so we expect that there will be some market supply reductions more than we have seen last year. So if there is an impact from the new capacity, there's also a counter effect from probably less container board stock level at the beginning of next year. So we'll see what happens with the new plant in Italy and also what happens with the Mantua mill. This is still not clear whether they enter the market and when will they enter the market. But if they are not entering, it's only one machine that enters early next year and two capacities towards the end with a limited impact in 2020. So there are new capacities in the market, but most of the capacity towards the end of the year.
Okay. And then just finally, one last question, and I'm going to piggyback off the last question on the margins. Now, I've been following this company for quite a while, and you have just said that, you know, we have a range of 18 to 23% in EBITDA margins. But I remember when these bonds originally, the bonds previous to the threes, when they came to market, back was it 2014, in those slide presentations, you were talking about historical averages of 19% was like your mid, was about 19.1%, I think is the number you put up there. That was like your midpoint because you had margins back from 2012-13 that were in the low teens. So, I mean, is it, could one make an argument that if you do 19-20% of margins next year, that you're actually in a mid-cycle, you're not actually towards the bottom end, and things have, as we go into 21 and 22, if we do hit a recession or whatnot, that we could actually see margins compress back to the old days when you did produce the 13-14% margins, or is that not in your crystal ball?
I mean, you have really an older presentation, but I still remember what you're talking about. I mean, the figures you mentioned were, as you just said, in the years 2012-2013. One thing was that we haven't had the combined heat and power plant in our portfolio at that time, and this had a significant impact on the margin. If you do the pro forma calculations for this year and add the effect of the combined heat and power plant on 2013 and 12 results, we would also have significantly higher EBITDA margins. The second point is that at that time, we still had a significantly higher share of unused capacity in our corrugated board operations. We increased the integration level in that period. We increased a lot through our continuous improvement program. So a EBITDA scenario of only, say, the figures you just mentioned, 12, 13, 14%, this is really difficult this would be really a disastrous environment, and it's difficult to imagine that this would happen next year. I mean, the overall economic perspective for 2020 are not really brilliant, but they are also not that they are pointing toward a recession. So it's what we see from the economists are a moderate growth of, say, between 0.5 and 1% on average. And I don't see that this would work together with a EBITDA margin in our business of 13%. This wouldn't work together. So I don't expect that we would drop to such a scenario for 2020.
Okay, great. That's a very good explanation. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
We have no further questions on the line, so I'll hand back for any further remarks.
So then, if there are no further questions, I would like to thank you that you joined our conference call on the third quarter results, and would be happy to have you here on our Q4 results in February next year. So thank you very much, and bye-bye from my side.
Yeah. Vijay, thank you very much also, and thank you for your trust and confidence. You see the markets are normalizing, and surely we'll see a more difficult market environment next year, but we are quite confident that we are on the right track. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.